Healthy rivers full of fish are key for the continued success of eagles, even in cities. In the Life Along the Delaware series, we explore how rivers are important to wildlife and to people. Today, we visit two waterfront parks in Camden, New Jersey. Camden recently announced plans to expand public space and access to parks. Cramer Hill Nature Preserve is a former wastewater treatment plant turned urban forest on the banks of the river in North Camden. Adriana Amador lives just across the street from Cooper's Point Park, the site of a former prison at the base of the Benjamin Franklin Bridge. That's where we start our hike.
My name is Adriana Amador, and I'm at the Camden waterfront. Right here, we have a great view of not only the Philadelphia skyline, but also the Ben Franklin Bridge. So that was like one of the first things we did when we moved to Jersey was just like, yo, we have to walk this bridge. And we did. We walked the whole thing to Philly. And like just seeing like the whole view, like that was my first time and it was amazing. And it's still amazing to this day. But in the summer, we can see a lot of sailboats, a lot of people on their like jet skis, kayaking, just different like large ships. Like there's large like shipment containers that just come through here a lot too. Sometimes you can see some fish. Like, I don't know what kind of fish they are, but they'll jump up and like catch their food. It's pretty awesome. Like if you ever just stare at the water long enough, you'll catch one just like flipping out and then coming back in. The fact that there's so much moving parts just happening right here at the Delaware River gives us an idea of just how much water like impacts humans and everything around it, animals, insects. That's one of the main reasons I actually love living by this like river as well, because I could just step out of my house and just literally be right here and enjoy the fact that I can see it, like see all the life that goes through it, see all the life that's around it. Like this is where a lot of people get their water from New York all the way down to Delaware. Right now we're on the bank of the Cramer Hill Nature Preserve, and literally across from us we can see right into Petty's Island and also the Philly skyline. You can still see that too. Right now we can see not only the Petty's Island Bridge, like going onto Petty's Island, we can also see the other two bridges, which I forgot their names. Every time we're on Petty's Island we can hear music from Cramer Hill, which is amazing. People buy huge speakers in this area. And you can see just like different, like, I think that's like oil on the top of the water right here, along with other kind of substances. Nice, wow. The second deer today. Still has antlers too. I'm surprised there's only one. They're usually in like groups. I found a great blue heron skull the other day, as well as a fox skull. Feathers of different kinds of birds. Just a lot of stuff. It's pretty cool. I like to keep those things. Just for memory's sake, for the most part. Even like the rocks on the island shores. Before it was even preserved like it is now, it was kind of known as a paintball course. Like there was platforms actually. As soon as we came in, there was like platforms where people would use them as shields for paintballing. And you could see like they would tie things onto the trees, like little like stuffed animals or something, and use those as like targets. There's also like a lot of, like I said, like four-wheelers, like people love riding four-wheelers in this area. So you would see a lot of tracks like that along here. Okay, here's that car I was talking about. Like before, it did have more when it comes to like the top of the car and everything like that, before it got dented in. And now it's just kind of what it looks like today, which is no wheels. Everything is just getting taken over by a bunch of vines and everything. I actually really love to climb trees and just like run through different spots, like run like on trails, like that is super fun. Just knowing that like you have to kind of incorporate a sort of play in life. Like, you know, have some fun with what you do, not try to be so like dull in that sense. I definitely would like to see probably less pollution more than anything else. I've seen a lot of like oil like in the water just floating on by and like, you know, plastics and everything like that. And I think that's one of the main things I want to stop seeing as much of. It'd be cool if we had like teams of people going on the water and like cleaning it up at some point, you know, like as a community kind of based thing. And knowing that we all need each other because we're all part of the community, whether we like so or not. Like everything we do impacts people not only in your area, but also across the world, like everywhere, you know? And just recognizing how much responsibility we have as people is like massive.
That was Adriana Amador, a painter who depicts plants and animals in her work. The series Life Along the Delaware is produced by WHYY's climate and environment reporter, Susan Phillips. For more, check out whyy.org/river.